Hello everyone and welcome to Molehill Mountain, episode 419. Andrew here with a abbreviated episode tonight because I have work stuff to do. I'm pointing over at my workstation because I work from home. I've been working since, well, I started working Friday morning. It's kind of never stopped. I think we all packed it in for the night at sometime after 10, like 10:30, 10:40. And then we were back at it again this morning at 8. And we're still at it. I actually have my suite of stuff done right now, but it's possible that they may want some more stuff, so I have to kind of keep it brief. But I did want to do at least a quick podcast. First, I'd like to talk about Extra Life, which is next weekend, at least the marathon that I'm doing. The official game day is actually the weekend after, November 8th, but I'm doing it on November 1st, next Saturday. Starts at noon Pacific Standard Time, runs till noon the next day. We'll be playing, I will be playing, you will be watching. I know you like to watch. I'll be playing the remake of Trails in the Sky. We'll start out with, I keep saying we. My sister, unfortunately, won't be able to be here this time. That's had to change our plan. We had a lot of fun stuff planned, and I've had to reshuffle the schedule, remove some stuff, redo how I'm going to be doing some things. It's a gosh darn shame that Kelly can't, last minute, had to tell me that she can't make it. So that sucks. One of the things we did, last year we did the nostalgic food thing where we, all our meals and snacks were nostalgic, foods and meals from our childhood. This year we were going to do adult versions of that. Like last year we had, Blue Box, you know, the Kraft Box mac and cheese. And you know, we had that as all the time when we were kids. So we're going to make homemade from scratch adult mac and cheese. Well, Kelly was. I was going to play video games. She's not going to be here, so I'm having to alter a lot of the plans. And you might say, why don't you just scrap the idea until next year when she's here? It's like, well, I've already bought a lot of the food. So that's why. But we're going to play Trails in the Sky First Chapter. We're going to start out playing the original just to do a nice little compare and contrast so we can really appreciate the differences in graphics, sound, mechanics, gameplay, all that fun stuff. And I put my... since Kelly was going to be here, I was going to play Trails original, first chapter, on my television, because it's I have it on PC. And, oh man, it looks like absolute butt on my TV. 20-year-old handheld game, not too surprising. Since Kelly's not here, I may just end up playing the first chapter version of Sky on my PC. And then when we switch over to the remake, which I have on PS5, I'll just move over to the couch, which is where we'll play the rest of the games. So we're still doing the raffle thing. Every $50 you donate gets you an entry in the raffle to win a custom illustration from Lindy Lee. Still doing the fitness boxing with Hatsune Miku. That's going to be fun. I hate Vocaloids, but I know there's a lot of Miku fans, so it should be fun. The After Dark segment, going to be Stellar Blade. I unlocked all the costumes, and I'll have a little thing where viewers can pick what outfit she's wearing. I have all the costumes, to be clear, I have all the costumes except the paid DLC stuff. That's the bulk of it. We were gonna play the hunt one of the Hunt a Killer investigative tabletop mystery games, but that'd be no fun by myself, so we'll save that for next year. But next Saturday, no podcast, no Sunday stream. It's gonna be the marathon all weekend, so Saturday at noon to noon on Sunday, raising money for Rady Children's Hospital. $4,000 goal, so I'll have a video advertising it Monday or Tuesday. And if you go on, there's a little widget on my Twitch channel. If you want to donate, it's extralife.org/participant/AndrewEisen if you want to go check out the event page now. So that's that. Extra Life next weekend. Hope to see you there. I'd also like to talk about Masahiro Sakurai, who a couple weeks ago had a. He's the guy who does the Smash Brothers games. He also did Kirby Air Rider on the GameCube back in the day. Well, he's got a new Kirby Air Rider. It's called Kirby Air Riders. Something that at least four people were clamoring for. One of them, Sakurai himself, I'm sure. So Nintendo announced this in a dedicated Nintendo Direct a couple of weeks ago, and it was like 40 minutes long. Well, this week they did part two of the Kirby Air Rider Nintendo Direct, and it was a little over an hour long. And I'm like, does Masahiro Sakurai have Nintendo over a barrel? Like, are they like, Sakurai, man, buddy, Brosif, we really want another Smash Brothers, man. What's it gonna take? And he's like, you remember Kirby Air Ride? And they're like, that one button GameCube Kirby racing game? Yeah, what about it? I want to do a sequel. Okay, if we let you do a sequel to Kirby Air Ride, will you make us a new Smash Brothers? And I want it in a Nintendo Direct. Oh yeah, sure, Sakurai. No problem. We'll absolutely put your we'll feature Kirby Air Riders, your new one in a Nintendo Direct. That's no problem at all. He's like, no. You don't understand. I want a dedicated Nintendo Direct. And they're like, wait, okay, so you want to make a sequel to Kirby Air Ride? Yes. Was anyone asking for that? I am. Okay, good enough. And you want an ex a Nintendo Direct dedicated exclusively to that one game? Right. Normally our Nintendo Directs are more than 2 minutes long. It's like, oh no. I can talk about Kirby Air Ride for more than 2 minutes. Okay, so Mr. Sakurai, what are you thinking? 10 minutes? 15? He's like, nah, I'm thinking feature length. And Nintendo's like, so like, what, 70 minutes? And Sakurai's like, nah, man, I'm thinking over an hour and 40. And Nintendo says, I take it you're gonna host it yourself? Oh yeah. Are you gonna do the thing where you like play the game really well with like one hand? Oh, multiple times, yes. Do you mind if we split it up into two Nintendo Directs? No, but it'll cost you five amiibo. Oh, five amiibo for a Kirby game? Oh, okay, five amiibo. And they have to be interchangeable. What do you mean interchangeable? Well, it's Kirby Air Rider, so there's the vehicle and there's the character. So I want to be able to take the character off the vehicle and put it on any other vehicle. Oh. Yeah, Sakurai, sure. We can do that. And Dedede's tank amiibo, it has to transform. And then will you make us a Smash Brothers? Maybe. Oh, and I want a dump truck full of money backed up to my house. And I want a pony. At least that's how I imagine it happening. Yeah, says, I have a feeling that's exactly how it went. I want those amiibo, but I'm not paying $50. Yeah, they're neat, but yeah, I like Sakurai, at least the perception of him, right? He really come now, granted, he's a creative, he's a game developer, not a CEO, but he presents himself. The perception I come away with, and it could all be theater, but he comes across to me as a guy who's genuinely passionate about his craft, and I respect that. I have no interest in racing games, and not much interest in Kirby, although I've liked some of the games. Epic Yarn I thought was a lot of fun. I liked the one on the Wii U, Rainbow something, the one where you drew the paths and Kirby was a little clay looking pinball kind of a thing. So I've liked some of the Kirby games. I have zero interest in Air Ride back on the GameCube. I have literally zero interest in Air Riders in the Switch 2. Did I watch all hour and 40 some minutes of both of those Nintendo Directs? Yes. Yes, I did. And I enjoyed them. I genuinely enjoy his passion and enthusiasm, even if it's something that I personally am not interested in. I can still look and go, oh man, that is super neat. I have no interest in playing that, but super neat. Oh, look, the amiibo transforms. I'm still not buying one, but that's pretty cool. That's clever. I like it. So last week we were talking about this weird baby video that Nintendo came out with, which turned out to be a Pikmin video for some reason. I mean, it was clearly it seemed to be more to cross promote the mobile app that they have, Pikmin Bloom. Or rather, no, it didn't. The thing I'm going to talk about does. A lot of people are wondering, is there a new game? Is this just you have an animation studio and you got to do something with it? Who knows? Well, this week, Nintendo announced that they are updating, providing some. I'm trying to roll my R's. I'm getting better at it, still not very good. Free DLC for Pikmin 4. Pikmin 4 came out in July of 2023. It's not like a huge expansion pack type update. No, it's new difficulty modes, easy and hard, photo mode, and there's some hidden Pikmin wearing funny hats. That's it. That's fine. That's cool. But a little slight, kind of a weird little random free update for a game that's over 2 years old now. And you're like, why? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it, but kind of weird to come out with just this small little, hey, photo. This feels like something that should have been out within like 4 to 6 months of the game. We added photo mode, we added some new difficulties, and we added funny hats for some of the Pikmin. Cool. It is pretty clear that that this is actually cross-promoted with the Pikmin Bloom mobile app, because if you find the funny hat wearing Pikmin in Pikmin 4, you can transfer those to the app, so your Pikmin in the app are wearing the funny hats too. Cool. I don't know how many people would, who bought Pikmin 4 when it came out a couple of years ago are going to pull it off the shelf and play through it again to find the behatted Pikmin. I actually played the game for the first time earlier this year, And I'm not going to pull it off the shelf and do that. So, not really. That's Nintendo though, man. Nintendo gonna Nintendo. They just do some weird stuff sometimes. You're like, yeah, that's Nintendo. Small update for a 2-year-old game? Sure. Feature-length Nintendo Direct on Kirby Air Ride sequel? Yeah. That sure does sound like something Nintendo would do. Weird video with a cartoon baby being harassed by a poltergeist? Yeah, man. All right. What was they're doing a re-release of Galaxy, the Galaxy games, Super Mario Galaxy. And one of the funny things is they've if you remember the storybook, I think it was from Galaxy 1, they had a storybook, a Rosalina's storybook. And for the new update of of Galaxy, they've added a few new exclusive pages to the storybook. Ooh, nifty. And they're making a physical Rosalina storybook. How neat. And it doesn't contain any of the new pages, which is kind of weird. I mean, it's, I mean, I guess I don't know. Would a super fan of Galaxy, and I like Galaxy just fine, not really not interested in buying any of the tat, but for super fans of Galaxy, I can imagine many would be like, oh my God, I could have a physical Rosalina storybook? How awesome. Would such a fan want the original, or would they want the new? I honestly don't know. You're getting the original non-special edition version. I have no idea if that makes fans broadly happier or not. Chaos says, yeah, not including those is a head scratcher. Yeah, it's just one of those, it's like, huh. Not what I would have expected, but yeah, that sounds like that isn't it. That's a very Nintendo thing to do. And that's all I am going to talk about tonight. I need to get back to work and do important work things. And I don't get overtime. I'm salaried exempt, but I make a pretty decent salary, and this isn't very common having to work weekends, so it's okay. End of the year, open enrollment season. This is our busiest time. Stuff like this happens on occasion, so I'd rather not, but it's okay. There's a possibility this bleeds into tomorrow afternoon. It seems a little remote. Everything seems to be working fine now. I think we're going to wrap everything up tonight, but there is a remote possibility I may have to bump back late start or cancel the Sunday stream tomorrow. Really don't want to. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. But as of right now, I'm still planning on the Sunday stream tomorrow. And that's it. Sunday stream tomorrow, hopefully, but definitely the Extra Life charity event. Sadly, sans Kelly, but she'll be in the chat on occasion. Starts at noon Pacific Standard Time and runs till noon on Saturday. So look forward to that. It's gonna be fun, and hope to see you there. I gotta go back to work, so thanks for hanging out, and hope to see you all tomorrow for the Sunday stream. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.